Greetings, it's Dale and John here again, welcoming you back to GESPCU, the University of All Things Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting. As we pick up on our project development investment grade audit work effort today, all of the field work's been done. This tremendous amount of information has been gathered, summarized, analyzed. Measures have been agreed to, and we're at a point in the process where we're ready to prepare a preliminary investment grade audit report. As a reminder, we continue to follow the model documents on energyservicescoalition.org's website.
That's right, Dale. So what we're going to do today is to reinforce the importance of each step is to essentially walk through line by line some of the items and details of what's recommended in the Energy Services Coalition documents that should be included in this preliminary investment grade audit report.
And while we are following those model documents, you know, one insertion that folks generally appreciate we'd offer is the addition of an executive summary to kick off this overview of the larger investment grade audit report. It's not uncommon for folks these days to want to see that sort of two-page summary of the event, decisions that were made that brought the parties to this point regarding a potential project, and the summary of project information that's been gleaned so that reviewers and supervisory authorities have a quick synopsis of the project still under consideration.
Great point, Dale. And just as another reminder, if the owner doesn't have on staff the level of technical and energy performance contracting experience and expertise necessary to provide adequate due diligence and review of the IGA, we can't speak enough of the tremendous value a qualified third-party agent can play in this role on behalf of the owner. These reviewers provide another set of eyes to do a detailed review of not just the report itself, but really get down into the weeds and look at the engineering and general reasonableness to validate the technical content on behalf of the owner. This effort will help to minimize future disputes by addressing unclear or unreasonable assumptions, projections, and conclusions.
Yeah, and you know, a third-party agent can unquestionably provide value in every step along the way, but for certain in the final review of the IGA. Really good for all parties to have that third-party agent. Another set of eyes always seems to provide constructive input and can raise questions that all parties benefit from.
So let's get started. This report, which is called the Preliminary Investment Grade Audit Report, provides the engineering and economic basis for negotiating a potential energy savings performance contract, the implementation of the work envisioned. It's important that all parties recognize this as a preliminary report, since upon its completion, YEFSCO and the owner will once again meet face-to-face to walk through each section of the report. Details such as assumptions, roles and responsibilities, the scope of work proposed to be included in the project, and how the energy savings and pricing were arrived at will be finalized. Only upon absolute concurrence between the owner and the ESCO should the ESCO team move forward to completing the final IGA and project proposal.
That's so right, spot on. So the IGA report should always include items such as contact information. Who were the parties that were engaged, both from the owner and from the ESCO staff? All the people participating in the project should be identified along with their roles and their contact information.
Another piece is a summary table of the recommended energy and water savings measures. This table should detail each measure's total design and construction costs, annual maintenance costs, the first year utility reductions in units and the resulting cost avoidance, and the simple payback for each measure. This table even details the equipment service life for each measure, which is important to know in and of itself. Interestingly, under some states' performance contracting legislation, the cost-weighted average useful life of the equipment included in the project prescribes a limit on the number of years a project may be financed. Suffice it to say, the level of detail in this table should provide a single-glance overview of the entire project.
Another great point, John. Project participants may very well agree to commit to a project 20-year payback that includes a rooftop unit that has an expected life of only 7 years. So if that's allowed, and if the parties agree, then the contract document should make very clear the required parties' actions and the conditions that bound the replacement of that device when the time comes to protect the integrity of the savings and the guarantee. Things like compatibility with other systems in the overall design concept, and surely efficiency, must be effectively outlined in order to maintain the integrity of the project.
Next comes a summary of the baseline annual energy and water use and cost by fuel type. You may recall from a previous podcast that we took a pretty deep dive into the utility analyses and the development of baseline energy use and baseline energy costs from which the project savings will be compared. It's here in the IGA report where an explanation of that information is to be provided in this table.
What a wonderful snapshot it is. So this is just a place where you can see the absolute contrast between the pre-construction and the projected or calculated post-construction energy and water consumption in both units and dollars. And it should illustrate the cost savings expected if all the recommended measures are implemented and the total percentage of savings to the total facility energy cost. We spent a significant amount of time about this before, but the investment grade audit is one time where the parties find or should find an in-depth pre-construction description of the existing facilities. Now, this might include things like the walls, roofs, windows, or facility envelope, construction and conditions, current age, apparent leaks, insulation failures, all of it, as well as similar information for each measure. There's just so much information that can be described so that future reviewers, folks taking a look back on the project, get a good understanding of what things looked like prior to the project work. I might also mention that pictures are a great way to document what you see and include in the IGA so that folks can actually see the pre-construction conditions of the site and its systems.
That's right, Dale. The ESCO has been asked to provide a summary description of each of the recommended measures, including their total estimated cost and savings. That would include, of course, all the associated costs of design and engineering, construction and construction management, commissioning, measurement and verification, maintenance service costs, and overhead and profit. And importantly, the first year energy reductions and associated cost avoidance for each measure. At this point in time, none of these should be a surprise for the owner, given that the ESCO has already conducted a meeting with the owner based on preliminary findings, and there have been ongoing conversations throughout the development of the final detailed analysis phase of the IGA. Owners and ESCOs alike will quickly grow frustrated if surprises arise at this juncture that require the reworking of any measures that affects the overall project.
No surprises. What a wonderful concept. The plan is that these descriptions and measures, along with their costs and savings, while included here in the overview, will later in the IGA require even a deeper, detailed presentation of the information. Now, next in our report is another very important, but sadly often overlooked area. There should be a discussion of the measures considered, but not investigated. Now, this becomes really important down the line when people wonder, how is it that you came about having a X many million dollar project, but didn't include Y and Z? Well, it's so important to have identified that those measures were considered and why they fell out of the project, so that readers get a well-rounded perspective of the comprehensive investigation done for this investment grade audit.
I want to really reemphasize that, Dale. It's particularly important to detail the reasons for excluding them in this overview report. I've seen more than once in my experience where an owner would seriously question why one of the measures that was included in this particular section was excluded from the proposed project. And I've actually seen the owner reverse that decision because the measure was so important to the owner that they had the ESCO go back and find a way to include that particular measure. So I think it can be pretty eye-opening for an owner to see that the ESCO investigated these and why they were ruled out. But in an ideal world, this conversation should have taken place before reaching the stage.
Well said, John. We always have and we always will support the concept of an ongoing iterative exchange regarding all these decisions. The other thing that the demonstration of measures not included does is it continues to illustrate the completeness of these assessments. And that's what these projects have always been intended to be, is a comprehensive look at all the work that could be attended to through a paid for by savings project. So it's vitally important not only to mention the things that are included, but the things that unfortunately got left out along the way. So this really draws us to the conclusions and recommendations section of the overview of the IGA report, summarizing the amount of work that can be completed and will pay for itself within the time prescribed by statute or as directed by the owner, and the recommendation to approve moving forward to implementation to the guaranteed energy savings performance contract.
So in our next podcast, we'll continue our walk through the preliminary investment grade audit report.
We look forward to picking it up from here. GESPCU. See you next time.